This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Authorities in Afghanistan say a massive suicide bomb blast late Saturday inside a packed wedding hall killed and injured dozens of civilians. Interior Ministry spokesman Nasrat Rahimi said the attackers set off the device among wedding participants near the stage where musicians were performing. One witness said everyone near the bomber was killed. Officials are not expected to release an official death toll until Sunday. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the bombing in a western part of the Afghan capital. The victims were mostly members of the minority Shiite Hazara community. Sudan's pro-democracy movement signed a final power-sharing agreement with the ruling military council Saturday at a ceremony in Khartoum. As VOA's Isha Sarai reports, it set off celebrations throughout the city.
After months of negotiations and protests, citizens of Sudan flooded the streets to celebrate the formal signing of a political agreement that will determine the transitional government over the next 3 years. The signing itself was brief, but hours of celebration followed in the capital city. Thousands of people traveled more than 300 kilometers from the city of Atbara, where the first protests that helped to oust President Omar al-Bashir took place in December. With chants of Madaniya, which means civilian and signifies the success of a civilian-led movement, Sudanese people in Khartoum joyously celebrated the signing well into Saturday night, knowing there will be days, weeks, and months of difficult work ahead. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
The outgoing head of the European Union's executive branch, Jean-Claude Juncker, had to cut short his vacation and return to Luxembourg Saturday for emergency gallbladder surgery. He steps down from the post October 31st. This is VOA News. Police in Portland, Oregon, established concrete barriers, closed streets and bridges, and seized a multitude of weapons in an attempt to preempt violence between right-wing groups and anti-fascist counter-protesters. At least 13 people were arrested. Flag-waving members of the Proud Boys and 3%ers militia group had gathered late in the morning Saturday, some wearing body armor and helmets. Police said they had seized the weapons as the protesters assembled along the Willamette River. Police confiscated metal poles, bear spray, shields, and other weapons from protesters. Officers on bikes and in riot gear were used to keep black-clad, helmet- and mask-wearing anti-fascist protesters, known as Antifa, from clashing with the right-wing groups. More than two dozen local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI, were in the city for the right-wing rally, that reportedly drew people from across the country. Saturday was a day of dueling rallies in Hong Kong. Tens of thousands of people gathered in downtown to show their support for the territory's government and police. Meanwhile, across town, opposition protesters gathered by the thousands in continuing protests that have lasted for more than 10 weeks. The demonstrations began as peaceful protests to stop an extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to face trial in mainland China. Since then, the demonstrations have evolved into a movement for democratic reform. Representatives of 180 nations met in Geneva Saturday to agree on protections for vulnerable species, taking up issues varying from the trade in ivory to the demand for shark fin soup. The gathering followed 3 months after the first comprehensive UN report on biodiversity warned that nearly 1 million species of plants and animals are on the verge of extinction. Ivan Higuero is the Secretary General of CITES.
This is therefore a key moment for our convention. It is our opportunity to advance the role of CITES in the conservation and sustainable use of biodiversity.
The World Wildlife Conference on Trade in Endangered Species aims to make sure that global trade in specimens of wild animals and plants doesn't jeopardize their survival. And Italy allowed 27 unaccompanied minors to leave a migrant rescue ship after 2 weeks at sea. The Spanish aid group Open Arms said the minors were transferred to the Sicilian island of Lampedusa. For more, visit our website. I'm David Berg, VOA News.